DW.
Saleh sits on a thin mattress. There are a few other comforts in this tent, but at least it offers a little protection from the scorching heat. He has leased a tiny piece of land at a crossroads in the Bekaa Valley in eastern Lebanon, not far from the border with Syria, Saleh's home. When he talks about Idlib province, Saleh's eyes light up.
We lived in the countryside. I had a field. The kids and I worked there. Barley and wheat were very cheap in Syria. That's why we grew cumin and lentils. We were able to sell them for a good price. We also had 10 sheep, and we were able to get milk and cheese from them. I had a motorcycle, which I used to go into town to buy bread and food.
A simple life. But Saleh and his family wanted for nothing. Until, that is, the Syrian civil war broke out between the supporters and opponents of President Bashar al-Assad.
We weren't scared at first. There weren't so many airstrikes. It was only when the barrel bombs began to fall on our village and the clouds of smoke reached our house that we fled to Lebanon.
That was 7 years ago. Since then, Saleh, his wife and his 12 children have lived in the city of Khazeh. Around 15,000 Syrians have found refuge here, about three times as many as the existing residents. Low tents made from boards and tarpaulins line the streets and the areas near the village borders. Maha also lives in one of these tents. The 30-year-old fled Syria with her husband after the war reached their home in Homs.
We feel terrible, but thank God that we're still alive. We don't receive any help. Nothing. But thank God we're still alive.
Maha and her family have lived in a tent for 8 years. She's expecting her fourth child in just a few weeks. Her three daughters were born in Lebanon. The family has to make do with the equivalent of 240 euros a month. Maha's husband earns money by working in a cow shed. The family no longer receives any aid from the United Nations Refugee Agency. There simply aren't enough resources, explains Lisa Abu Khaled from the UNHCR in Beirut.
Unfortunately, at this point, we cannot help everyone. Not all refugees have access to the same humanitarian assistance because we are limited with the funding and the resources that we have.
For many Syrian refugees in Lebanon, life is becoming increasingly difficult. They have to work for very little money, and the costs of water, electricity, and renting land are rising.
Those who arrived originally with some resources have quickly seen these resources deplete and, you know, now are struggling to make ends meet and to meet even their most basic and essential needs.
Lebanon has received more refugees relative to its population than any other country. At first, they were welcome. But for some time now, calls to repatriate Syrians as soon as possible have been increasing. The country can't cope, Lebanese Foreign Minister Shebran Basil has argued. At the beginning of July, the army demolished at least 20 concrete settlements in three Syrian refugee camps. According to Lebanese law, refugees are not allowed to build structures made of anything but plastic or wood. That's just one reason why Saleh still lives in a tent with his family 7 years after fleeing Syria. At the same time, the pressure on refugees to leave Lebanon is increasing. But Saleh still can't imagine returning to Syria. He still doesn't feel that it's safe.
I was born in Syria. So were my father and my grandfather. Whenever I think of Syria, the tears come. But there is no security there. If you have a field, it will be burned. If you have sheep, they will be confiscated. If your son decides to protest, he will immediately be shot. Is that safe?
Political adviser Ziad El-Sayer also warns against simply sending the refugees back to Syria. He thinks the proposal is in line with popular sentiment and is critical of the Lebanese government.
At the end, they will sit together to find a solution which can protect their positions and their powers, not a solution which can protect the human dignity.
Saleh has sadly given up any hope of seeing his house and his beloved field ever again. His adult children are married, and his grandchildren are growing up in Lebanon. Saleh may have lost all of his belongings, but he and his family feel safe.
Here in Lebanon, we have a tent. You see, this tent here. I prefer this over a castle in Syria.
This report was brought to you by DW.